And then through that, I think one of the biggest problems too, I could talk for this on days, because like you see it with people driving, you see it people complaining at stores. Like, people are so accustomed to this instant gratification, whether they're on social media, watching porn, like all this, like it's just like hit after hit of dopamine. Mm-hmm. That like in real life, there's things that take time. Like when you take your car in to get serviced, you're going to be there for a few hours. When you go to work, like to make the bigger paycheck, yeah, there's a lot more problems that go into it because you're getting paid to offer the solution. And people are so wired, like habitually, to wake up, check their phone, probably not go to the gym. Like, you know what I mean? Like go, I don't want to eat healthy. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to take the time to cook. I'm just going to go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Like, it's like to everything they do. And you see it in real life, like the way that they react to not getting their way in 5 seconds is the way I look at it. You know what I mean? Like, you see this impact it's having, and it's kind of concerning down the road, because again, you have Instagram Threads just came out, which is another way to get an instant hit of dopamine. I mean, every day these tech companies are getting more and more competitive, you know, to like, how do we hook the consumer to give them that instant gratification faster? And as that scales and escalates, it's like concerning to see how people operate within the world, you know, like, because there are a lot of problems that have to be fixed that just take time. And when people don't get that instant hit, it drives them insane. Like, I felt guilty of it sometimes, you know, like, I hadn't really thought
about the instant hit for people, you know, working their early jobs after out of college, things like that. But it, you know, I was 10 years ago, I was vice president of human resources for a small company here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we did hire a lot of people on the short term, and we had higher turnover because our job wasn't fun.
Yeah.
But it got them out of working.
Wasn't their passion?
Well, no. I mean, we type reports. Like, it's not, you know, it wasn't exciting, but they were air conditioned. They had an office job that could go on their resume.
Yeah. So
give us 6 months, give us a year.
Yeah.
And now you can now break that retail cycle, you know, and get into at least an office cycle. Then you can now apply for maybe where you want to go going forward. But there was always that, you know, they just get, it wasn't satisfying to them in such a short term. I'm like, well, put in time and grade, put in the time now.
Yeah.
You know, I worked plenty of jobs. I know you have, where there wasn't much fun or exciting opportunities with it. You know, I went from managing a store. It was about a $20 million a year store when I was going to college.
Yeah.
And I went from that to being a janitor at a private school. And I did that for about 6 months. And then they ended up having to move me up because I could do a lot more things. But, you know, I just did it because it was the opportunity. It helped them. It gave me, it filled some of my gaps because I was still finishing a second degree, and I just did it. And then I was delivering pizza as well.
Same.
You know, I wouldn't put.
Shout out Hungry Howie's. That's where I was at.
Yeah, they serve subs and pizzas.
They had their thing was the flavored crust. And you know, it's funny actually. So, the Todd and, Casey, Casey's husband now here at Cherry Creek
Mortgage.
Yeah. Colby is her husband, and that's like one of my best friends from college.
Yeah.
And his aunt, I guess, owned the Hungry Howies.
Yeah.
So he got me the job. So it was me, him, like Tyler. Like, so it was actually fun. It was like, we're just like shitheads in college, just like all like running a pizza joint. Like, Colby was the manager, so he's like, let everyone slide. And I was always getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Because there was this older lady who, it was like the one older lady that like really worked there. And she was just like so mad and strict all the time. And yeah. I was just like 18 and just like a degenerate. And I'd like show up, I'd call in sick. And then like, they'd hear me at a pool party or something in the background. Like,
oh, I'm sick.
I'm so sick. Like, so, and then Colby would always like kind of cover for me. And then, but anyways, yeah.
You know, it's weird. Cause like even back.
But those experiences, sorry to cut you, but yeah. Like those experiences,
yeah.
No, it's not a flashy job. Like I never wanted to, like, it was almost like, okay. So if that was it, like just by myself, maybe it like Domino's or something. Like I may have had this stigma of like, I don't want to be seen with a topper on my car. Like, it's just not like a thing you kind of do with pride. But then like when it was just, oh, those are like, we all kind of worked at the same place together. It was just kind of like a community. It was like fun. Like yeah. It was cool. Like, I mean, in those experiences, you don't get like, just, I don't know. Like, I don't think many people think about that. Like, I mean, you're just, I don't know. I loved it, man. Like, it was so fun. Like, you just late nights with them and then like, all right, well,
I did see a separation though. This is like early 90s, right? 2000, early 2000. I was managing a store and I was having to get people excited about making pizza. I had an easier time keeping and retaining people at that point than I did, you know, advanced 10, 15 years when I was managing, you know, human resources and hiring and terminating people at that point. It was hard keeping them motivated. It's almost like we start seeing this sliding trend.
At the pizza place or somewhere?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying there's a sliding trend from people that were willing to do bad jobs. Now you come to today and it's really hard to find people that will do those type of jobs, not see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go from that to being an engineer, right? I mean, you've got to have some
one thing. One thing that my parents drilled into me about those kind of jobs, because like I worked brutal. I mean, I did landscaping and like, you know, stuff like that when I was in high school. I'd go like cut trees down and move brush and that kind of stuff, which was cool because it was like taste of entrepreneurship because you're getting paid pretty good. Like, you know, $20 an hour back in 2010 was pretty cool. And you're just, and you're on someone's ranch. Like it was just kind of fun. Right. And then, but I don't really call that a job, but I'd like mow yards, do stuff like that. And then my first like real job where I got paychecks on a weekly basis was it was Easy Rent. And I would drive around in the Prius, the company Prius. I was like probably 16, 17. No, I was like, I had to have been 17, I think. And, people that didn't pay their furniture bill, they're in like manufactured homes in the middle of nowhere. I have to go knock, be like, hey man, like we did it countless times. We have to go in there and like, hey, we either need your payment or we're going to take your couch back. And it'd be a disgusting couch. Like, and we'd take it back, you know, like clean it, all that kind of stuff. Long story short, I went from there and I was like,
should have brought your camera. I bet you would have had some fun stories.
Sweet, man. Yeah. It was, it